Hey, what's up, everybody? Juan Martinez, a.k.a. Dr. Love.
And I'm Stephanie Martinez, right?
And you've just joined us on This Is Real. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Thank you again for tuning in, all the real ones out there. Man, I love the fact that every week we get to do this. We get to talk about, get to talk to real people with real problems, real solutions. We get to hit topics. We just get to talk. It's like, I love to talk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
But thank you guys. So this is the case.
You do love to talk.
Hey, yeah, you
so
can
does
love
she,
to
though.
Talk.
So does she. Not you, though. Not
I
you.
Don't. I don't do any talking.
Any talking. And so Gerardo likes to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also another talker in the room.
Yeah. And he likes to take iPads and stuff. But, you know.
Thank y'all for listening.
He likes
listening.
To take the notes away.
And the notes, yeah. 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 That's it. You should have seen. Franklin started off with like 10 things on the table. He took them all.
Is that taking
he's like, hey, actually, just step out of the room.
Well, he's like, hey, could you?
Give me that folder. You have an iPad? Oh, let me grab it.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. But thank you guys for letting us know where you're watching from or listening from. We appreciate all the support, how you're enjoying the shows and what you'd like to hear next. It really motivates us and, you know, encourages us to keep going.
Yes, totally. And so, you know what? It's let me ask you a question before we jump into our guest here.
Sure.
Right? So where are you at this year? Right? Because, you know, it started January, right? You know, everybody's like, roar. I'm going to ask you both this question because I just kind of want to know. You know how the year usually starts and everybody, maybe this is a reminder for people to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, are you already kind of like, because I like saying, you know, a lot of times, oh, the beginning of the year starts off strong. And then sometime about March-ish, we start kind of like, you know, by spring break. And then, you know, where are you at? Are
oh,
you
no.
Of the, in this year 2024? Are you have you is this been one of those years where you're just still going,
yeah.
Or like did you kind of on some of the goals you had and some of the
no,
stuff?
No, I feel like I think it's been steady and still going.
Yeah.
I think the I don't want to say stress, but like the
she's like, but the I don't
kind
say stress,
of like
but
the
like,
stress, but like but the motivation, the oh I need to
yeah.
has gone away, and it's
oh, nice.
Just more like a lifestyle of things, you know. So
cool.
You know, staying active every day and, you know, reading. I've finished. I'm in Judges now, so I started.
So would you say this year's been productive for you?
Like,
yeah that's dope. Mm-hmm. How about you, Franklin? Even though we haven't introduced you yet, we're still going to ask you the question.
Okay. I think the year's doing well.
Yeah?
As I look back, maybe things...
Come on, Franklin, talk about it.
Maybe things have not panned out the way I thought
nice.
They would. You know, at the end of the year, you start doing your New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you start writing down the things you think you want to do or you expect the Lord to do for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, totally.
And then you start excited, and then you start kind of getting hit with different things that are unexpected.
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
Like when you're... AC goes off right in the middle of the summer, and you're
in
not
Texas?
Expecting.
Well, Texas. In Texas, yeah, that's
hey,
what
you're
I
like
feel.
Welcome.
I have some unexpected things that perhaps were not on my list.
Yeah,
but that is the thing that excites me the most: dealing with the unexpected.
Nice, because I want to get into that because I like that. But
come experience the love that will change your life every Sunday at Get Wrapped Church.
Visit us at 23221 Alden Westfield Road in Spring, Texas, 77373 for three services at 9 a.m., 10:15 a.m., and 12 p.m.
Not in Houston, not a problem. Join us for our online service from anywhere in the world by downloading our free Get Wrapped TV app or by visiting Get Wrapped Church's YouTube channel.
Also, be sure to check us out at Get Wrapped People on all social media platforms to stay up to date on everything happening at Get Wrapped Church. Our guest today, so you're not thinking, who is that talking on the microphone?
Who's that Dominican guy?
Yeah, who's that Dominican guy? Franklin. What? Pastor Franklin. It's Pastor Franklin.
Let's go.
That, right?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you move from? Because you moved to Texas. How long ago?
I moved from New York. New York, everybody. about a year and a half ago now.
A year
back
and a half.
In May. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's kind of dope.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. We'll get to another question, but
okay.
So
how did you guys meet? How do you know Franklin?
Oh man, this is a wild one. So,
cause obviously, you know, y'all didn't meet in New York,
yeah.
But people
like,
may assume,
first I thought,
they
know,
may assume because,
yeah,
you know,
they're like, oh,
but
guys, we're
let's
in the streets
there,
together.
How you guys know each other?
We were like,
I didn't live in New Jersey, and I wasn't selling dope for sure.
He wasn't selling dope. He's a banker.
Yeah.
And
he's like, let the record show.
He goes, let the record show.
It don't matter. I should put that one in my resume, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think that was years ago he sent me a message. Mm-hmm. He sent me a message, and you know, I had told Ruthie, hey, this guy sent me a message, you know. And, you know, I used to wig out in the beginning, right? Because, like, New York, I didn't want to wind up like Carlitos Way, Benny Blanco mm-hmm. from the Bronx. You know, so I'm like, oh, what is going on here? So I would get nervous.
Yeah.
And so I go, hey, Ruthie. And she goes, you know, remember, nobody was there for you. It's kind of mm-hmm. how the whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm like, and you're right. And so I winded up calling him. I mm-hmm. said, hey, give me your number. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I winded up calling him. And then that's what kind of started it. And then from there, he winded up coming to
the conference,
Love Wins, from New York. And so then that
just... Didn't you guys find each other in an elevator?
Oh, you're talking about... No, that's Joel.
Oh, okay. Continue. Connecticut.
Yes. So we found ourselves through a message. Mm-hmm. It was like somebody sent a message, and then I called, and then we talked, and then we kept talking. He would...
And
it was like his...
came down, experienced it. Yeah, Love Wins.
Love Wins. All right. And then, bam, he was there. Actually, matter of fact, Love Wins was Love One because she ended up getting pregnant.
So cool.
She got That's pregnant at Love Wins.
The last night you talked about, no, the night before.
Yeah.
Because it was a two-night conference.
Yeah, 2 days, yeah.
So that night, the gala night, you said, well, tonight... go in color, and you made it the whole thing about coloring.
Coloring. You know? And so you got really excited. He went and got a 64-pack of crayons. He's like, we're coloring.
That's awesome. That's so good.
And so if you're wondering out there what that is, you have to visit our next Love Wins conference starting.
Come.
Look, I give the date. so he's like, no, we have. I'm like, it's going to be. So that's kind of how that went down. And continued the. Then we met at a hotel once, like, you know, in the lobby, because he was here, like, for a business meeting. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, let's talk. And so he, you know, ministry stuff. And so it's continued like that.
And if I could add to that.
Nice.
I wasn't, you see, I'm telling you, I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was, the way I found Pastor Juan, I was looking for a sermon, and I found a sermon you were preaching with the backpack.
I didn't know this part. Oh, yeah, the backpack.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
You were all that baggage?
The baggage. Yeah. The carry-on. Whoa, hold on.
Carry-on.
The carry-on.
And I started listening, and I'm like, man, this brother's bringing it right now.
That's cool.
I told him I was coming in, and we sat in the living room and started, like, listening to your sermon.
Yeah. Mm.
Then went into Get Wrapped and... Got wrapped up, right?
Ooh, hold on, he's saying it now.
Up. Come on, somebody.
Look at G, he smiled over there. He's like, I remember the day I got wrapped up.
Got wrapped up.
Yeah.
And then I sent you a note, and you send the note you never expect. I passed a like Pastor One who's really busy doing his thing.
Yeah.
He's going to reach out.
Yeah.
And I was blown away when you reached out. Not going to lie to you. It was dang, this guy just took time out of his calendar to reach out. And
the crazy part is I've only done that twice in my whole life. I did it with you, and I did it with another guy. That relationship didn't continue. It was just the guy that was like, hey, I'm going through something, and I was like, give me your number. Mm-hmm. And so I had a conversation. Then after that, he was blowing me up.
Wow.
You know, on Instagram. But
the crazy thing about Pastor Juan is every now and then I get a message, hey, what's up? And I'm like, is this guy reading my journal? Like,
that's funny. At the appropriate time.
What's going on?
You know, I try to say that I'm led by the Lord. So it's the little pockets of times.
Stay connected.
I guess, you know, that's important. I think we could go into the intentionality of like, when it's a relationship, mm-hmm. you kind of want to be intentional, because we all understand that you hang out with the people you pretty much work with a larger portion of that time, because you're like 40 hours. And then some of those you have a relationship with and some you don't, but you have a certain type of relationship. Then you have your brothers and sisters in Christ at church. Then you have, you know, if you're pouring into pastors or discipling, then you have some friends throughout life that you might not be able to hang out all the time because it depends on your schedules. Mm-hmm. But you kind of at least should. I think it's appropriate. I mean, what do y'all think? I think it's appropriate, like, for that, hey, what's up? You know, even if it's quarterly, you know. Yeah. But that keeps the connection. Because if you don't, it'll fade.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes we get mad that, you know, people don't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get mad that, oh, the relationship isn't the same. But I think it's an intentionality on two people. Because this is one thing I hate. Okay. This show's becoming quite funny for me right now. It was my morning episode, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to talk about it. But, like, when you feel like you're the only one pursuing.
Right.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, when you feel like you're the only one pursuing and the other side complains that, hey, we don't hang out a lot. Because then you feel like, I'm pursuing, you know? Like, come on. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
That happens. Does that ever happen to y'all? Or am I, like, the only human in the planet?
Mm-hmm. Pretty accurate.
Where you're like, okay, hey. And then when you look at the text, you've been the hey guy.
Somebody told me that that's gaslighting. I've never thought of that term, but I'm like, that's so
explain.
True.
Explain. I'm older.
I don't know. That's what explain somebody gaslighting. Told me. I don't know.
You don't
but
know
that's
gaslighting?
That's what they told me in that same scenario, that's like gaslighting. Like, hey, we should. Why aren't we? But you are the one, like, reaching out. And so they're making you feel, you know, as an
but
emotion
I
that
need
you're
the
not.
Definition. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
He's sending
look
it to
it up.
Me.
I don't know. But yes, that is a very accurate scenario, I think, a lot of times is, oh, hey, we should do this and we should do that.
This is what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
Gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse where someone manipulates another person into questioning their own sanity, memories, and perception of reality. The gaslighter may... I'm doing a sermon series on this.
Oh, Lord.
The gaslighter may lie, manipulate reality, scapegoat, or coerce the victim. Gaslighting can cause the victim to lose confidence, self-esteem. Yo! I've been gaslighted! What?
You have.
And people use it incorrectly. That's why I was like, I wasn't sure, but it
is. But I would say when it's done with love and intention, and you can see that it's genuine, like in the case of Pastor Juan, he genuinely wanted to pour into me.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going through an internship.
Yeah.
Where I become a pastor down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool.
So I'm going through an internship. In fact, Pastor Juan is someone that I always think about because
I appreciate
he's like,
that.
Come over and preach at my church. And
I
had
that.
Only preached maybe twice my whole life.
Shh.
Right? At the time, right? And I'm like, I'm going to, so he's like, turn off the lights, turn off the sound. This guy keeps going. You remember that day?
Yeah, I remember that
he's
day.
Like, go ahead, turn
it was
off
on
the
a, it was on a, I think a Wednesday night, or it was like one of those nights.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was like a Bible study.
A Bible
he's like,
study.
Hey, I'm going to have this guy come over. But you took a chance on me.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward
you
many
told me,
years
no, I'm
joking, later.
I was going to mess with you right now. Like, you told me all these theological
things,
stuff.
Right.
Things.
Well, fast forward many years later, preaching every Sunday, because then I went on to become a planted a church and preach every Sunday.
Yeah.
I always thought, man, this guy gave me a chance even before I was even... Mm-hmm. He saw me ready before I thought I was even ready.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you were already ready. You just never done it.
Right, right.
It's kind of like you came out of barber school, but you never really cut ahead.
Right, I was...
every day.
You know, levels, right? When you think about levels...
Come on, talk to me.
I had this vision one time that I went to the first floor, or I had already been in the first floor, and I knew how to open the door. I knew how to, take the alarm off.
Yeah.
I knew how to unlock the safety deposit box. I knew how to make a call, right?
Yeah.
But then I went to the second floor, and the second floor looked the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It was just another level.
Yeah.
I just didn't have access to the codes. So it wasn't that I didn't have the muscle to doing, I had the ability to do the things in the second floor. I just didn't have the access yet.
Wow. Yeah.
So sometimes when you go on levels, God takes you step by step.
Or you could have did it, but it took somebody, you know, for me and my wife, I'm the gas pedal. Like, you know, in our relationship, this is how we talk, right? I'm the gas pedal and she's the brakes. So she's the one that you need to stop. Like, you know, the conversation we had earlier, she's probably going to tell me, you need to stop, right? Go have fun or something, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. And so then, and I'm the gas. So sometimes, you know, a guy, let's say at that time, you had it. You just took, you know, the gas to kind of push you off the ledge.
Right, right.
Like,
and
it's
you saw it.
Forced faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like forced faith.
But that's the Lord. That's
my
the,
God. Is there such thing
eagle,
as faith?
Eagle, right? Who throws her.
Faith?
Yeah. But,
oh, yeah.
But Pastor Juan, that's only God does that, right?
Yeah,
especially pastors with their pulpit and their, you know, their people.
Yeah.
It's something God puts in your heart and you see it. And I can look back and say, the Lord did see something because I believe I'm called to do this, and I was able to confirm it as I kept pursuing God and doing what God called me.
Oh yeah, because then that church grew and everything.
Yeah,
you did really good.
Yeah, come the on. Lord. I mean, it was incredible, right? Because I started preaching at my church in New York once a month.
Yeah.
Right. I thought I was ready to preach every week.
Yeah.
But But at least the opportunity to preach once a month gave me enough room to see and watch and listen and take notes and organize the way I'm going to deliver my message. I was able to see different speakers, how they communicated.
So you're saying the process was good?
The process was good.
But there was probably a moment where you were like offended, right?
I'm like, what am I doing? I should be up there.
Hey, you know, now we're talking some real stuff. You know? Isn't it funny that right? Because everybody talks in Christianity like the process, you know?
Yeah.
The process through the promise, right. You know? And it's all true. Mm-hmm. But I feel like here, especially here lately, I talk to people and you don't really realize, like, let's say you preach, you go back, you're like, I'm going to preach every week. Everything's good until somebody tells you no, and then you really see what you actually thought about what you say you believe. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, that's when you actually see it, because you were good until they're like, no, you're gonna do once a month, and then that little thing rises up where you're like, it should be me all the time.
Yeah,
you
know, but be doing this,
but you probably said before that the process don't like it.
But I can look back now and see other people who maybe might have been placed to do things sooner than they wanted to.
Mm, and what happens?
And, you know, it's taking some time for them to really get to that level. So sometimes you don't see progress, right?
Yeah.
But it's happening.
It is happening.
Right? And it's like the Tesla experience. I always think of this, right? I might park my car here and
start crying.
Yeah, here we go. And charge it, right? I might have to stop and charge my car while you're on the road with gas on your car driving.
Yeah.
But at some point, my car is charged. Yours, you have to stop now and put gas in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of times we see people, it's like, I'm like a Tesla. I'm just frozen here and I'm being charged.
Yeah.
And look at all the people that are going on the road ahead of me. It looks like they're going to get there farther than I can get there.
Then the electric kicks in.
And God's like, no, I'm going to pick you an electric car when you hit the gas.
Yeah. I mean, and you should.
Is going to go.
The reality is that you should be able to enjoy that pause. Because, you know, in the Tesla, you're watching Netflix.
You watch movies, yeah.
So, like, you really should enjoy the moment that God has. I think we should enjoy the journey, period. Like, the older I get, the more I think that out, like, of really enjoying moments, right? Because you could be so busy and really not enjoy, you know, what you have, right? Yeah. I mean, it happens to me. You know, I go in and out of that, right? Like, I'm like, oh, enjoy. And then I'm like, ugh. Right? Because I kick on for like, and I don't know. I know there's a lot of guys that, inmates and all that, because this goes on the Pando app. And you know what? Like, I don't know. I think that there was every now and then that little fear kicks on. Because remember, even though I don't like mentioning this a lot, I do when I want to convey a point for people that may be thinking that it's too late. Mm-hmm. I didn't start my life at 40. I started my, 36, I get saved. I'm 52, I'm going to 53. So 36, I get saved. And then all of a sudden, 40, I'm like, a whole new world. Like, I got to learn everything. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's kind of trippy to see what God had done and how he redeemed and all that.
Amazing.
But you every now and then it kicks on where you're like, now. So in the beginning it was like awesome, but then now I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna be 60, you know? So it's like, it's getting real surreal. And then I have to remind myself, if God did something in this short span of time, mm-hmm. he'll do something with the rest of my time,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right? But it is a very real, like, do y'all ever like FOMO of life and stuff? Like, do y'all ever, you're young.
But I had a conversation with someone the other day where they're in their 20s and I'm be 32 this year.
Oh, wow. Come
and I'm
on.
Like, there's something about being in your 20s, like whether you're fresh out of high school or fresh out of college, that there's all this pressure where you're like, oh, you need to be, you know, in this job with this house and this, you know, spouse and dog, kids, all this sorts of stuff in the 20s. And then they turn like 25 and then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, I didn't accomplish everything that I'm supposed to be at. I'm not at the job that I'm supposed to or the career I didn't finish. And it's like, then you reach, you know, 30s and you're like, everything's fine. Like, it's totally okay. I still got a lot of time left, you know, like it's everything's
but
okay.
But then now the days are moving
but
faster.
But the 20s, you know, the 20s, they have a lot of that that pressure of like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? You know, if you took a break or
And social media doesn't make it easy, right?
Yeah. Or look, all these people have got like, you know, 3 cars now and what are you doing? You still live at your parents and all that sorts of stuff.
And then the single life, that's like, right? When
everyone's getting engaged. And then you're like, oh man, I'm going to be married, have a kid by this and then 25. And then all of a sudden you hit 25 and you're like.
So you were saying earlier, we want to thank all of our partners who support us. Because of you, This Is Real has a tremendous reach from Houston to Galveston and up to the Austin area.
This show reaches over 100 prisons nationwide with over 500,000 inmates tuning in weekly to hear the good news through our radio show and the Pando app.
To partner with us, visit JuanMartinez.tv or download the free Get Rap TV app. I'm going to go back to that because I think it goes really good. So, you know, because she was like, oh, you write all this stuff and then, you know, it's not mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. You said that you were there right now. Like, you wrote all this stuff and all of a sudden, boom, it wasn't happening. What happens? What happens there? What did Franklin do in a moment where he wrote down all of this is going to, because he said earlier that he wrote all this stuff down in December thinking that the beginning of this year, moved from New York.
Yeah.
Right? You write it out and then it goes south? Well, or it doesn't go exactly how you think it's going to look.
I think a lot of times we put God in a box or we dictate God how we want things to happen. I mean, there's been seasons in my life when I've done that. It's like, okay, God, we take faith and we say, I'm going to have enough faith. This is going to happen. And God is going to be like, you have enough faith in what you want to happen, but I'm not big enough in your life for them to happen. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we go through situations because God wants to increase, not my faith. My faith is enough, but God is not big enough for my faith.
Yeah,
so as I've been looking at my situation now, it's like I thought I was, and I know a lot of Christians probably won't admit this, but I can humbly admit.
Because it's the same thing that she was just saying. You have all these plans and then they go south. Yeah. Or like not south, but they just don't go like you thought they could go.
Right. Yeah, I think, and we can go more into more specifics so that we can add more clarity. But the only point I will make is that I believe God is right now revealing himself fully to me.
Or in part, because you still got
a lot to see.
You're young.
But like I've seen God move in amazing ways.
Yes.
And I am probably thinking of God as the one who moved in my past. And God is saying, no, I have a lot more to do in your future. Don't put me in that box of what you saw. So I believe some of the stuff that's happening is more related to God revealing himself and me trusting fully in who he is.
Totally.
And he wants to increase my understanding of God.
I'm like,
come on, somebody. I'll bring it back to you.
Yeah,
you
know? Bring it back, Come on, bring it back.
No, I would just say, like, you were talking about faith, and there's a reason why I was stuck on traffic today coming here, because I'm like, okay, I got to listen to Pastor Juan, because I want to go talk to him.
Yeah.
And I better know his sermon, right? I better know me like one of his
what
pastors.
What was point
no,
three?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. But you're talking about faith, right? Hebrews 11.
Uh-huh.
And then you were making a point, which I've been very passionate about, have faith in God.
Have faith in
that
God.
That is not the size of your faith that matters. It's the object of your faith.
Totally.
Right? Like the bigger your understanding of who God is, right, the greater your deliverance.
Come on.
Right? In fact, the Bible doesn't say, Hebrews 11 says, he who knows who he is, right? You know that? Who he is.
We got an organ. Right? We need
Come
an
on,
organ.
You gotta put it in?
We definitely need an organ.
So God more often than not wants to reveal himself fully and out of the awness of, out of the wowness of, man, this is who God truly is. Then I can go confident and know if this is who God is, there's no giant, there's no valley, there's no trial that's going to get in front of me.
Yeah,
because I know God is gonna do it. He's gonna overcome it.
I love that.
Come on.
You don't know when you said that, and I thought the piano and everything. I kind of sat back because I just kind of saw us like in a studio with like a live band there. This is real television show coming soon.
Can I ask something more to that? You often preach Hebrews 11, but Hebrews 12 then says therefore. That means you got to go back to Hebrews 11 and look at faith. Mm-hmm. And yes, you need to believe that God is gonna do those things. Therefore, it says, since you've been surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, if you go back to the Hall of Faith and you can see everything that they were able to do through me, you need to get rid of everything that hinders, including the sin that so easily entangles, running to Jesus. So there are times when God delays something because of my lifestyle, my way of thinking. Maybe I'm not honoring my God in one area of my life. It could be in all areas of my life.
Yeah.
You know, one area God's teaching me to honor him fully is my finances, right? And we Christians go, you know, pastors don't talk about their financial life.
Yeah.
Right? But I think we all have certain areas in our life where we
You're struggle. A pastor and you're talking about it.
Yeah, and I'm talking about it. I'm like, you're saying, like, I'm, you know, but,
because
but
pastors don't.
But I've come across pastors that preach giving.
Yeah.
But don't love to talk about their surrendering to their giving, if you will. Like, when I hear you talk, I always hear you talk about, in fact, the sermon on Sunday, you were talking about, man, God told me to give this car to this person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? The only car he had?
Oh, yeah.
And God told him to give it?
Twice.
Yeah. You're talking about the leather. I mean, you painted it for me, you know?
Yeah.
But the truth is, that's an area where God is like, okay, are you going to fully trust me? Not just with your life, but with everything you have, including your finances.
Come on.
So,
and you're a banker, so that's
a
whole nother thing.
That's a thing.
This guy's adding finances all the time. If it doesn't match his
the numbers
thing,
have to add up.
Does,
the numbers have to add up, right?
He's probably like, no.
The numbers have to add up. Yeah. But Hebrews 12 does say, surrender everything, right? So, you know, it says, run to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
Yes.
For the joy that was set before him, he endured.
To the cross. Yeah, to death.
Right? So we think that faith doesn't have any endurance in it. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, to be able to see faith from the other side, you need to endure. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at right now. It's like, God, right now, when I look at the picture, I only see the pieces. I don't see the whole framing. I don't see the whole picture, right?
Yeah.
And God's like, no, I'm going to put the pictures on the table. You got to pick up those pieces, and you got to put them on the wall so that you can see it. I can show you the picture, but I'm going to give you the pieces. Mm-hmm. Faith is me picking up the pieces and putting the picture together that God already showed me.
Yeah,
but there has to
has
be some endurance, right? There has to be some endurance through that situation.
And that's so important in everything. Like, enduring is like importance in everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to have any tenacity if you don't endure. And we want to jump out of ovens fast. You know, we don't want to, I think a long time ago, I used to use the turkey analogy. You know, when I was young, I tried to cook my first turkey and I didn't know you had to like leave it out for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So I stuck it and it was beautiful. Golden brown. I mean, that's it, pretty. But when I, you know, in the when I stuck the knife, it was king, king. And so I think sometimes we're like that. Like we want to get out. I think James talks about don't get out of anything prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to get out of something premature because we already kind of look like you could say the right phrases or, you know, maybe you learned a couple things externally, right? And but we're not ready on the inside. Yeah. Like when it comes, I mean, in everything, relationships, finance, it doesn't matter what it is. I was gonna say friendships, you know, what kind of stuff we get. Mm-hmm. It's us enduring. And obviously, not the gaslighting. You don't want to endure.
I got to look that one up.
I just read it to you, man. I'm going to read it. You know what? I'm going to ask you some questions. Look, but I'm going to read it again because I you know,
that's
this.
So funny.
I feel like I've been gaslighted. I feel like right now I just got hurt. But gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse. Hey, you know, and that's one of my top five. Like I have, you know, I can feel. I can feel empathetic.
Yes.
I can feel, you know, I can cry with you. Mm-hmm. I can laugh with you. Mm-hmm. So this will probably hurt a brother like me hard.
Yeah.
Right? It says emotional abuse where someone manipulates another person into questioning their own sanity, memories, and perception of reality.
Of reality. So it's like, oh, man, I've been trying to. And you're like, have you been trying to? But they're telling you this is the reality. And you're like, but that's not.
So then you start questioning.
That's what it is.
And then it says the gaslighter may lie, manipulate reality, because that's what you just said, right? Mm-hmm. They did scapegoat or coerce the victim.
Like it's your fault. Scapegoat is passing.
Oh, it's because you're. It's because you. It's cool. Yeah. They say because you're busy. We don't.
So, but I think what both of you guys are saying, I even see it as maturity. And when you were talking about levels, you know, building on, because man, God was huge for us in this moment when we were maybe broke or lost or whatever. But then we grow, we mature, we experience life in different ways. But your level of understanding of who God is isn't lining up with that maturity, you know. And when you talk about God showing you that picture, I do believe, you know, I kind of agree with that statement of he's revealed himself fully to you at the level of which you are, you know? And so then it's like, you know, in high school, there's like algebra, then there's pre-cal, calculus, and all this different stuff.
Long.
And it's like, well, when you were you know, I don't know the ages, don't yeah, when you were but younger, I'm like, but when you were, when they were teaching you, you know, division and all of these things, and then you got to algebra, well, if you skipped this one and then you tried to go to calculus, you would be completely confused. Like, I don't know what yeah. I'm doing. Why is there letters in here? And what's this graph? And it's like, well, I had to reveal to you, you know, long division and addition and all of this. And then I needed to reveal to you these formulas and what these things are. And so it's like allowing him, like you said, just trusting blindly of the fact that he is who he says he is.
It's really good.
No matter my understanding.
It's really good. I had a thought of a guy that stood in division maybe for 4 years. That wasn't good, right? Because, you know, I'm saying spiritually, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you were being funny. Should, I'm sorry. No, I was looking for the joke. Because
you were talking about the, well, I like, you know.
Stood in division. Like, yeah, I thought you were being funny.
No. Yeah. I'm saying like, you know, because you're right. All of those things are there. And I think they grade level you and all that, right? Yeah. When you're like, okay, this is what you're getting
it's
here.
It's the
this
building
what you're getting
blocks
But then
to
sometimes
get you.
It's not the fault of the system that's there for you to help grow, because I think sometimes we complain about that too, like, oh, you know, this is not growing or getting better, but because you're still stuck in addition, or you're still stuck, that's why I said division or something, like, you could have been in the next math, you could have grown, but maybe you didn't apply yourself, because you could have, right? Because when you look at everybody's like, oh, I'm a believer, there are some that hear, you know, believe, accept, right, and they bear fruit, they believe what God is saying. And you notice that he's always talking about ears to hear, and I've just...
And that's a wrap. Thank you, This Is Real family, for joining us. You can be a part of the crew by following us on social media or writing us at P.O. Box 671-626, Houston, Texas, 77267.
And don't forget, stay real.